Well, we've been trying to take a little bit of time every time with these during the offertory to talk about discipleship. And I thought today I'd have a couple of the men come up, and Don, you're going to be one of them. So if you could just stand right here, I'm going to kind of put this mic up. And I was going to have Andrew. Where are you, Andrew? There you go. Come on up. Now, Don, you've been through the discipleship program, gee, it was quite a few years ago.
Quite a few years ago.
Right. And can you remember when you first started, what you were thinking, besides, I've got to be nuts?
Well, I remember when you you brought it out, and several of us met together and looked at it, and you asked us to look it over and see if we wanted to do it and see how long we thought it would take us to do it. And I remember going through the book and saying, I could probably do it in a year, but I should probably put two just to make sure I got it. And it took three.
It took three.
There's a lot to it.
Well, what surprised you about it? And what would you say to people that are wanting to maybe take the dive?
Well, it's really intense. I mean, you said earlier that we need to be able to walk through the books of the Bible to be able to explain it. You can't just read through it and be able to do that. You can't just read the book and say, well, this is what it's about. So it took some time reading it. And then one of the other things was the inductive Bible study part of it that actually broke down chapters and verses. And then...
Now, you remember, I think the first book we went through was Romans.
Yeah, it was Romans.
Right.
First three books we did was Romans.
Right. Right, that's how it kind of started.
Yeah.
Have you found a great advantage in knowing these books as time has gone?
Absolutely. I think the biggest thing about it is you get to own the book and understand it, and you get to understand the feelings and the things that were going on, and it's more than just the head knowledge of the book.
Certain books you seem to adopt more than others.
A few, yeah.
So Don is known for Ecclesiastes.
That's one. Right.
that's one of your favorites.
Right.
And really, I think in many ways, as we were going through the discipleship, we found your niche in that not only has God gifted you in the counseling of finances, biblical counseling in that regard, but also the Lord just gave you a heart for young people, and for a number of times you have had discipleship groups called the Mariners.
Right.
In which you taught them not only how to sail,
right,
but the Word of God.
Yeah. And 2 Timothy 2:15, which says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a good workman, who need not be ashamed, but accurately handle the word of truth.
Right. So it's been a great journey, and Don is our elder, and we appreciate his faithfulness. And if you need some wisdom from somebody, he'll actually direct you to Scripture, and it's a lot of wisdom, living it out too. That really is the key, isn't it? It just has to become part of your life.
It does. Yeah.
Thank you, Don.
Sure.
And Andrew, you've just kind of been jumping in this thing recently. I'm a little bit closer to the mic. I can't believe you're shy.
This is different.
What has surprised you about the discipleship?
At first, to me, it was a checklist. And so...
You're going through this with Josh Lindsay.
Right. And so, at first, to me, it was, these are the things that I need to check off to be a man of God. And... it's through probably in the last probably year and a half that I just really wanted a relationship with Christ.
Now, we kept telling you it wasn't a checklist.
Right.
You weren't believing us.
I didn't really. I didn't catch that.
You just kind of, what next? What next?
Right. So, will you sign that off now?
So, what changed your thinking in that?
Truly, I mean, it's only Christ, it's only God that can change a heart. And I started just seeing where, even though certain things were getting checked off, my relationship wasn't getting better. When I would read through books, you really do have to slowly go through them and meditate on them, and as much as learn how to know what it means, but learn what it means to you, and learn I think that's something that really just started driving home for me, was how is God using that book in my life? How is he working in my life with that book? What is Zechariah tell Andrew?
Would you say it's a big advantage to have somebody that comes alongside of you to where you can sort of debate and talk through and learn and ask questions?
Absolutely.
Through the process?
I think I probably ask more questions than is supposed to. But I call you guys up with a lot of questions, but absolutely. I think to have, Josh is truly my big brother. I mean, he's that person that I can call up and go, I don't understand. I don't understand. And I'm struggling with this. I don't get it. And he'll come alongside and he'll go, I know it's hard, but Christ can give you the strength. And that person that not only will just come alongside you and encourage you, but will encourage you to Christ and encourage you that it's all Christ.
So it really is preparing for ministry, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can't go through the discipleship program and not put your eyes on Christ.
It's like Paul, he says, I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he is able. Mm. You know, that just, you realize that he knows. And there is a knowledge that goes beyond the superficial and into the Amen. Realm of true knowledge, as Peter will say in 2 Peter. So, Amen. What would you say has been the biggest help to you through this process?
I would say probably the taking the books and learning how they speak to me. That yes, each book has a certain theme and certain thrust, but learning how Colossians talk to me about being a new creation and how Christ is all I need.
Christ's enough.
He's enough. And I think that's meant the most. Before it was, what can I get done?
Well, you sort of take these books with you. You're actually able to take them with you.
Absolutely.
Because you know what they're about. And when somebody is needing something, it's just a ready resource to help them in those particular areas.
Well, and he gives you those words to say. Like, you sit there and you hear a situation, you go, oh, well, you should check out Zechariah. It talks about this. And it's just God gives you a book that you go through. He'll say, when you write it on your heart, when you treasure it, when you make it in your heart and it's written on your heart, you don't forget it.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path.
Amen.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
These guys didn't know I was going to call on them. Hey, that's right. Father, we give you thanks for these gentlemen that desire to know you through your word. This is not a program. This is about us getting next to you. Lord, may we grow in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.